Young Australians clearly bearing the brunt of this coronavirus crisis, not with their health necessarily, but with their hip pocket. The jobless rate for that group is nearly 14%, more than double the overall unemployment figure. And in many ways, it's clearly young people that the Prime Minister has in mind when he's talking about these reforms. With the JobKeeper plan costing much less than expected, some argue casual staff, often younger workers, should be given more help now as they find their way back into the jobs market. But the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says he doesn't want to borrow more than he has to because it'll be up to those younger Australians to pay off that debt. Isabel Rowe has been meeting some of these young Australians.
Been a bartender for 12 years. I did what most kids do, go to university and worked in a bar.
This is Charlie Lehman. He's 31 and this is his bar, Ramblin' Rascals, tucked away in a basement in Sydney's CBD. Rock and blues bands usually play into the wee hours, but for weeks it's sat empty and Charlie Lehman doesn't know what the future holds.
6 years ago we decided we'd get drunk and decided that we'd open our own venue, so we did.
And how has it been going business-wise?
Business-wise, for 6 years we were doing really well. We've set ourselves up, we've got a little niche, we do a lot of cognac cocktails as well, so we had a really good time up until the point where it all went downhill with the whole COVID thing, which is, it's tough. People sort of started dropping off down at our other bar, Double Juice, and that's down in the financial district. So once they sort of started not turning up for their long lunches and stuff, then we realized there was something out of us.
And did that start happening before there were any actual restrictions?
Yeah, that happened months before there was restrictions. So there was a lot of slower trade and then it sort of sped up. There was 2 weeks there where it was just really quiet, and then there was a conversation about shutting down, and lo and behold, we were shut down.
Financially, for yourself, yep. how has your personal finances gone?
I had to dip into my super to because our JobKeeper didn't come through in time, and we have staff members to look after as well. So I dipped into that, and I paid my staff with my super, paid myself. I bought myself some shoes, which is probably not responsible, but I did it anyway.
You paid your staff with your super?
Yep. Yeah, because our JobKeeper didn't fall through in time. There was issues. Obviously, it's a lot of money to be spreading around the country. So I pulled my super out and $4,000 of that went to staff.
With news that from Monday, bars and restaurants can open to 50 people in New South Wales, Charlie Lehman is trying to work out what's possible at Ramblin' Rascals. But even if he can reopen the bar, the financial damage has been done.
Long-term financial goals were, if this never happened, was paying off our debts to our two bars, which, we're on track with that. Things like that, long-term financial goals and stuff will have to come, some realisation down the road of how we get back on our feet and stuff. But at the moment, we're just sort of just surviving.
The pandemic is disproportionately affecting Australian teenagers and those in their 20s. Research from the Grattan Institute says that's because industries that have been the most affected by shutdowns also employ a lot of young people. They estimate around 40% of teenagers will lose their job and around a quarter of people in their 20s.
It's actually been quite a while since I've been out at the farm permanently and working more than a few days on the holidays.
29-year-old Lucy Grant is a freelance interior designer and stylist who has packed up her life and is back at her parents' farm in rural Queensland.
I was living with a friend in Sydney. She was also from Brisbane and she worked for Virgin. So we were both in a similar position where we both kind of lost our jobs. So we were lucky. We'd been in our place for nearly 2 years. So we were month to month. So we did ask for a rent reduction. But then our landlord, we're quite close with, and they decided that they would rather move back into our place than reduce our rent because we were kind of wanting to leave at the place anyway. So we ended up just cancelling our rent and we both moved back to our parents' places in Queensland.
Yeah, so how much has life changed for you in the last couple of months?
I've basically gone from styling in Sydney to driving trucks on a cotton farm at Jimbor.
Lucy Grant is receiving JobKeeper and working for her parents for free, hoping to wait out the social distancing restrictions that are preventing her industry from holding photo shoots.
at first it was quite upsetting, and I was concerned that maybe after all of this, you know, everyone knows how to work from home now and still get things done. Like, businesses are still running from home. I started to consider, like, maybe my job won't be needed anymore on the styling side of things for photo shoots and whatnot. But things are starting to pick up. Like, I have been in contact with some clients and they are starting to get back up and running and whatnot outside of the office a little bit. So I think it'll be okay. But yeah, it is a bit weird to be going from, you know, supporting yourself completely, not relying on a company and working for a company, to absolutely not having, you know, an income at all.
Data from the Grattan Institute shows of the young people likely to lose work, slightly more will be women. Sarah Hill is from YWCA Australia.
Retail and hospitality and childcare, as well as the overrepresentation in casual employment. Women make up over half of those workers that are not eligible for income support payments. And particularly young women in that age bracket, 15 to 24, are far more likely to be contracted on a casual basis compared to workers over the age of 25. We also are seeing a trend where people have to step away from the workforce to take up those extra caregiving responsibilities at home. And because women, and particularly young women, do represent more of the casual, the part-time and the lower paid workers, it's these women who will more likely stay at home than their male partners.
Statistics show stories like bar owner Charlie Lehman's, where a young person has tapped into their superannuation, are fairly common. Treasury figures reveal of the 1.4 million Australians who've taken up the offer of early access to their super, a third are under the age of 30. EY Oceania Chief Economist Joe Masters.
Whilst you may need to do that in order to get through the next year or so, and it's quite important support, we know that superannuation accumulated over your career is a very effective saving tool. We know that having a strong super balance when you retire is a good social outcome. So that is quite worrying.
But she is more concerned about the job market for young people in the future.
We've got a lot of Australians that have become unemployed or have left the workforce. So for every job in the next few years, there's going to be more people competing for that job. We're also going to see firms continue to keep a very close eye on costs. And we're also likely to see older Australians stay in the workforce for longer because their own super balances have been hit. So all of those things are going to dent income growth.
Following the federal government's revelation that its JobKeeper program would cost $60 billion less than first estimated, many want the scheme to be expanded. Unions have called for it to be extended to casual workers who've been employed for less than 12 months. But Jo Masters would rather see further stimulus spent over time.
We do also need to think about the fact that we've got quite a few initiatives that are rolling off at the end of September. So we need to think about tapering some of that support so the economy doesn't fall off a cliff. And we are going to need to continue the broader economy for years to come, actually. So we need to think about how we're going to fund that. So it's always this balancing act between debt and the support that you need to put in place.
That report from Isabel Rowe, and the final voice you heard there is Joe Masters, EY Oceania Chief Economist.